Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, my friends, Monday, the 17th day of May 2010. We normally have Max Keiser on once a month, but I had him on last week because of all the market turmoil that is only intensifying in Asia, Europe, and the United States, centered in and around not just Greece, but of course Portugal, Spain, and other members of the European Union. Keiser will be joining us in the third hour today. And Gary Franchi, producer of Don't Tread on Me, will be joining us in the last hour to talk about the states' rights nullification movement and the movement to elect good sheriffs that will defend and restore the republic. So serious solutions in the last hour of transmission today. Our top story is going to go up in about 15 minutes at prisonplanet.com. Paul Watson is writing it right now. Audio has been discovered of Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations arm, who 2 years ago wrote white papers for the Chicago Law School as well as Harvard in a joint operation calling for the absolute end of free speech and the arrest of anyone the government disagrees with. Of course, there are as many as seven others that Watson's posting videos in the article on. Other czars calling for absolute draconian attacks on free speech. And, of course, we now have gotten more and more of the quotes when she was a law clerk and then a lawyer, never been a judge, of Kagan, the new Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan. And here's the Hill newspaper, new GOP argument against Kagan, she could ban books. That's not an argument. If I argue that the head of the Manson murders is Charlie Manson. He's been convicted of that, and he admits he did it. He admits he ordered Sharon Tate to be butchered. Okay, that's not arguing that. It's not arguing the fact that the Atlantic Ocean is off the coast of New York City. It's not arguing the fact that the Gulf of Mexico's got oil all over it. It's not arguing that there's a world government that's been set up that's totally illegal and oppressive and unelected. It's a public fact. Okay, so I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. So I called Watson this morning and said, I want it about earlier this morning, and I said, I want you to write an article with it all, because we keep putting out articles every day or two with new things discovered on Kagan, where she's an anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech thug. I mean, she's too extreme for China, communist China. Now, they love her in North Korea. Pol Pot would have loved her. I mean, she's that bad. She's that bad. And he goes, well, okay, I'll do that later in the day, Alex. I'm working on a Cass Sunstein article. And we've got the audio, and it dovetails with all of the written policy papers he's put out. And this gives us a very clear image of how they're going to go after free speech in America and how they're going to phase it in. And they do want the fairness doctrine for every website. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You will not be able to go to my website and read the news that we link to in the articles we write before it's been approved by the federal government. And then after they approve it, if they so feel that that's what they should do, you have to then post in it what they want, quote, the other side. So I guess if we write an article saying the health care bill was written by the insurance companies, which is a public fact, now admitted, I'd have to then post links and articles by the government and the media lying in our information. Or if I say page 15 of the bill doesn't let you buy your own private insurance, but clearly states you have to buy what the government approves, just like FEMA flood insurance, which is a fact. No, I couldn't do that. I'd have to mix their lies in. Look, they're in trouble and they know it. And they're coming after the internet and your free speech. We're going to cover that and a lot more. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 150 points right now and dropping fast. We'll continue to watch this data stream of information. Here's some of the financial news. With local gold inventories depleted, panicking German dealers stage run on Krugerrands, driving up the price in Europe to all-time record highs. It keeps breaking that high every day of open trading. The Financial Times of London and Zero Hedge are reporting. That's all up on PrisonPlanet.com. Another key article by Paul Joseph Watson this morning that breaks it all down, the latest info. Financial terrorists want global currency, global central bank. And he shows the evidence that the IMF and World Bank, Federal Reserve partnered, are raiding the Europe. They've even had ministers admit that, the EU system, to try to plunge it to bolster the dollar. Then they will lower the dollar in concert later to the euro level. So this is concerted, organized destruction of wealth through currency manipulation. Key article will be going over coming up. Also, Greece considering legal action against U.S. banks for crisis. This out of Bloomberg. Greece is considering taking legal action against U.S. investment banks that have contributed to the country's debt crisis, their prime minister saying. That's like Merkel claiming she's fighting the, quote, criminal banks when she's completely bought and paid for by them. But that's because these people are so politically desperate, their banker masters have said, okay, go ahead and play the part of the good guys, say we're the bad guys, and then basically create a process where you claim you're investigating us, and then down the road you can give us a fine of maybe 1/1,000th of what we've stolen, and we'll send some mid-level trader in our system to jail for 6 months. I mean, that's basically how they like to run their little scams. With local gold inventories depleted, again, panicking German dealer stage run on Krugerrands. That is important news. We'll talk about that with Max Kaiser coming up. Also, White House's Volcker joins Merkel and others saying future of the euro is in doubt. Europe's debt troubles could undermine its currency, White House advisor Paul Volcker said over the weekend. Trichet calls for more control in the eurozones. Europe's top central banker has rubbished suggestions or thrown away suggestions that the single currency is under attack by speculators. Oh, certainly not. They're just publicly doing it. Despite the euro plummeting to a 19-month low against the dollar. And then Merkel, headline Times of London, battered as Germans lose faith in EU, and major German newspapers are calling for a return to a Deutschmark-based supercurrency of elite European rich nations. France would not even make the cut. In fact, here's a headline from Business Insider with links to the London Telegraph, Ambrose Evans Pritchard today. Germans fantasize about new Reich nation currency or new land currency block that doesn't even include France. Tonight's must read comes from Ambrose Evans Pritchard at the Telegraph, who offers some clear views on why the EU's big shock and awe rescue plan is not having its desired result, and why it hasn't fully instilled confidence. Again, it's tonight in Europe. This article just came out. Part of it is this whole insistence on the part of leaders that the goal was to go after the wolf pack of speculators. This screams willful ignorance of the real structural problems at hand, even if it is just rhetorical. The very central bankers that are raiding their own European Union, I mean, that's the European Union was designed to rob Europe, are now claiming that this isn't going on. Then there are the continuing concerns about the bailout mechanism. Beyond that, Europe is losing the Germans. The Germans are threatening to pull out. Chancellor Merkel has put the best face on a deal that has so damaged her leadership. If the euro fails and Europe fails and the idea of the European Union fails, she said, too late. I think the German nation is moving on. I was struck by a piece in the Frankfurter Allmagente proposing a new hard currency made up of the German, Austrian, Finland, the Czech Republic, Poland, but without France. The piece entitled "The Alternative Says Deflation Policies May Push Greece to the Brink of Civil War" and concludes that Europe would be better off if it abandoned the attempt to hold together two incompatible halves. It can be done, the prestigious newspaper said. And then it goes on with Nicolas Sarkozy. The embattled French president almost lost control of their parliament. Germany. In regional elections, they have them staggered. Merkel is very close to losing control, just like Brown was a month ago, and now he's gone. I mean, the point is the people are going to throw these people out on their hind ends, and they're not drinking fluoride in Germany. They're not as dumbed down in Deutschland as we are here, and they do not have electronic voting machines in all of their provinces like we do here, our states, and they actually have some voting. So bye-bye, Merkel, bye-bye, Sarkozy, bye-bye, Greek leaders, bye-bye, anybody, bye-bye, Gordon Brown. And look, It took people 6 years to wake up to Bush being a fraud. It took them less than a year in polls to wake up to Obama being a fraud. 80%+ approval ratings now down at 40. And when they put in Mr. Cameron, and he's now in there, it'll take months for the Brits to wake up to this being a bait and switch. See, what took years now takes months. The wake-up is much, much faster now. And that's why the globalists are going to start a big war with Iran as a distraction. That's why they'll probably stage terror attacks as a distraction from what they're doing. Because this is a make-it-or-break-it scenario. This is an all-in, all chips on the table. They've laid their cards on the table. They are going all the way. They're not backing off. They're not going to stop. They're in trouble. Here's the analogy. They are a race car in the final lap. They are only about four cars ahead of the anti-globalist movements around the planet who are in second place. Our engine is sputtering. It's got a little smoke coming out of it, and we're missing a fender. But the banker's car is on fire. The banker's car has got flames coming out of the engine. It's blowing gaskets. It is going to blow any second. And they're racing down the final stretch, and I don't know if they're going to make it across. If they don't stage terror attacks and start new wars, they're not going to make it across the finish line. And they will probably blow up as they cross the finish line, engulfing their system in flames, even if they start a war. But they can't stop. It's their nature. The reason they're in power is they're so bold, they are brave, and they're cunning, and they're intelligent, and they're totally ruthless and evil. And so we have just got to focus. We've got to get in the zone in our race car and just don't make mistakes. Don't think we've got it on this final stretch. And there's another thing. There's all the confusion, the smoke pouring off of the car three or four lengths ahead of us, the flames coming off of it, the oil leaking can make us go into the wall or can make us spin out and go into all the other cars behind us. I mean, this is serious, ladies and gentlemen. Their car is on fire right now. Our engine is hammering and starting to really make some dangerous noises here. We're pressing on the accelerator and we can notice that we're starting to keep the momentum up, but more smoke comes out of our engine when we press down on the pedal. And so there's your analogy, your NASCAR analogy for the day, but this is it, okay? This is it. And it's only going to get crazier. It's a quickening. It's an acceleration from this point on, the likes of which this planet has never seen. The next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, the next decade is going to have fireworks that are going to be off the charts. The feds are clearly going with race war here in the United States. They've decided to make it Anglos versus Hispanics. We've got to try to stop that. They're clearly going with a war with Iran. They're clearly going with domestic attacks to blame it on conservatives, libertarians, and veterans. We know the different situation. The different things they're doing in the situation we're in, and it's just going to get wilder. I mean, it gives me chills just to talk about it. The situation that we're all in together here, and we've got to come together as freedom lovers, as Americans, as patriots. People have to choose a side. If you've tuned into this show over the years and you haven't spoken up and you haven't been public, and you haven't gotten involved, but you know this information is accurate, you've done the research for yourself, you've got to choose sides. You can't sit there in the middle of the road. You can't, sit there and not choose sides. If you just sit in the middle, you've basically given aid to the enemy and destroyed yourself in the process for sure. It is better to choose the side of telling the truth, standing up against the New World Order, screaming your bloody brains out, just as hardcore as you can, warning everyone. Everybody out there should be running around like chickens with your head cut off right now, like I do, warning everybody. That's the only thing that's going to break the silence, break the conditioning, shake people out of their myopic, mind-numbed, mesmerized, mind-controlled worldview. Now, a lot of people have been shaken out of their sleep, but they still are rubbing their eyes and don't know exactly what's going on, but they smell fire. They smell smoke in the house. They know something's wrong. We've got to be there to explain to them exactly what happened, who the enemy is, and that world government is being established right now out of this engineered crisis. Now, I'm going to continue with what's happening with the economy later in the hour. I want to come back with the attack on free speech. This is so incredibly important. Straight ahead, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Please stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Watch me! Watch me!
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch this video up at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be playing the audio coming up in the next segment. And Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com is going to be joining us. Now, again, this connects together with this Hill newspaper article, new GOP argument against Kagan. She could ban books. Well, no, we have her quotes along these lines, and almost everyone in the White House has made statements like this. And what, just 2 weeks ago, one of the board members of the FCC called for government megaphones, buying up radio stations for government broadcasting 24/7 and making radio stations take hours a day of government broadcasting. I mean, what is this, Venezuela? What is this, communist China? I mean, no, we don't have state-run media. I mean, we basically already do with CNN and MSNBC, but I've had enough of this. I mean, there's no doubt these people are tyrants. There's no doubt they're un-American. They're not just un-American. They're thugs. They're crooks by every yardstick. I mean, come on, people. And I've got Watson writing another article that will be out in the next 2 hours where it just boils down all of her quotes, all of her statements. We have the print-offs from the University of Chicago Law Review, 200-page article she wrote calling for censorship, attacks on the Second Amendment. I mean, come on. This woman cannot be the next Supreme Court justice. No, no, no. I mean, give me a break. Not even Bush was this bold with his Supreme Court people. They never said we're going to ban your guns. They never said you can't have free speech. Okay? And they even reversed Bush on secret arrest of citizens and wiretapping. I mean, because no one is that bold to put people in who are openly anti-free speech. But they were just saying 6 months ago that Cass Sunstein was the number one pick. Well, instead, his protege, Elena Kagan, is the one. I can't even believe they're this bold. And all of you Democrats out there, shame on you. Most of you are so silent on the tyrant that Barack Obama is. I mean, we have never had a president this bad. I'm going to tell you right now, this out in the open, with just a crew of larcenous, venomous, vicious destroyers of the Bill of Rights out in the open. I mean, they run their flag up at the top of the flagpole. They are so bold. I mean, it's like his White House chief of staff, video clip after video clip on C-SPAN, at speeches saying, arrest, you know, anyone we want, ban anybody from owning guns we want. We're going to make you serve when you graduate from high school in a homeland security domestic military. Everyone must serve. I mean, it's just incredible. But here's the article. Obama czar wants mandatory government propaganda on political websites. Yes, we know he said he wants to arrest conspiracy theorists and ban free speech, but that was in a law review 2.5 years ago. Now, we have clearly know how they're planning to carry this out, and we have the FCC, what, a month ago or more, saying we want the government to take over the media, and we have a whole bunch of senators. It's more than 10. In the news saying we want fairness doctrine for the internet. Now we have the FCC claiming they have jurisdiction over the internet because we're here telling the truth. They can't compete with the truth. They can't compete with reality. Their lies have been exposed, so they're just coming right out and saying, okay, we'll just shut down your free speech. This article is so important. Obama czar wants mandatory government propaganda on political websites. Disturbing audio has emerged of White House information czar Cass Sunstein, who in a previous white paper called for banning conspiracy theories, including anthropogenic global warming criticism, demanded that websites be mandated by the law to link to opposing information or that pop-ups containing government propaganda could be forcibly included on political blogs. Well, Google will already pop up messages if you're using them as a search engine over websites saying this is questionable. They already use these big databases. They sell universities, high schools, corporations, where they list Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as bad. You sure you want to look at this? This is bad stuff. In an audio excerpt, yeah, it's bad stuff. We actually link to video of these people doing all this. In an audio excerpt of an interview, which was posted on Breitbart TV website today, Sunstein discusses how conservative websites should provide links to liberal websites and vice versa, or even how political blogs should be made to include pop-ups that show a quick argument for a competing view. So now your property, your website, your newspaper, your TV station, your radio station has to have government propaganda on it. And we've got this being proposed by the New York Times, a kindler, gentler internet too. And this will just be the beginning. Once they have the camel inside the tent, they'll just kick us completely out. This is not camel's nose under the tent plant. This is camel in the tent. Sunstein said that if the system could be implemented voluntarily, Congress should hold hearings about mandates, which would legally force people to dilute their own free speech. The Harvard professor also said the blogs could be forced to list a random draw of 25 popular websites such as CNN. We'll come back, play the audio, talk to Paul Watson. They're coming after your free speech.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make a mark for good. I'm going to stand up against tyrants. I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny, against the mind of man. I have sworn eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of mankind. And when I make that declaration, you better believe I mean it. 110% totally committed. No fear. We're going in, through, and beyond the New World Order. Obama czar wants mandatory government propaganda on political websites. We've got Watson with us. Watson, be sure and add the link to the FCC board member calling for exactly what Sunstein's calling for a month ago. He's going to do another master article coming up with all of the quotes of Elena Kagan, saying go after the Second Amendment, ban free speech. Again, this is finally starting to get into mainstream news in the Hill newspaper. She could ban books. New GOP argument against Kagan. And who is she? Another Goldman Sachs minion, another Castein minion. So the word is getting out. If they can give us a new Supreme Court justice who is openly a tyrant, we're in trouble. Now, let's go ahead and play this short clip of Cass Sunstein on talk radio. I mean, he said this publicly. Here it is.
Sites of one point of view agree to provide links to other sites so that if you're reading a conservative magazine, they would provide a link to a liberal site and vice versa, just to make it easy for people to get access to competing views. Or maybe a pop-up on your screen that would show an advertisement or maybe even a quick argument for a competing view. If we could get voluntary arrangements in that direction, it would be great. And if we can't get voluntary arrangements, maybe Congress should hold hearings about mandates.
That's the kind of thing that I think would inflame people, because, you know, why should I, in trying to advance my point of view on my website, how can you tell me that I have to direct people's attention to other views that I may find not just the views that I don't like, but views that I might find repugnant or horrid? And you know, what constitutes an opposing view? If I run a site that says, you know, we should all love each other, do I have to have a link to the KKK?
But one person has suggested we might take the 25 most popular sites in the last month, say, of any kind, and require them to have a kind of a random draw links to other sites that are political. And it would be random. So that if, let's say, one of the most popular sites is CNN.com, then they would have to have a little link to one or more of the randomly selected sites. The best would be for this to be done voluntarily, but the word voluntary is a little complicated, and sometimes people don't do what's best for our society unless Congress holds hearings or unless the public demands it. And the idea would be to have a legal mandate as the last resort and to make sure it's as neutral as possible if we have to get there, but to have that as, you know, an ultimate weapon designed to encourage people to do better.
If you're a fan of Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, try reading a few columns on the Huffington Post website. It may make your blood boil. Your mind may not be changed. But the practice of listening to opposing views is essential for effective citizenship.
Yes. Now, almost all of the top 100 news websites are CNN and other mainstream organs like the New York Times, Washington Post. And so for the tens of thousands of alternative sites that together in the aggregate are bigger than the top sites, you're now going to have their content and their propaganda all over your site. And the government, the FCC has now proposed this. They're going to set up the web server system, and then you've got to basically embed that on your site. Kind of like last year with the Cash for Clunkers program that horrified everyone when you dialed in to check it. A message said the federal government has now taken control, this is word for word, of your computer. It is now property of the U.S. government. Your files are being scanned. This is what Internet 2 is, where they shut off access to all of the real Internet and force you on to a couple thousand, in their own words, mainstream websites. So in the new Internet, they don't let the old Internet be repaired, all the grids. They phase it over to a new system they've already built. The hubs for and the communication lines and the new addressing system. And then there will only be, they actually said, 100 universities and 100 corporations. 7 years ago, they proposed 50 corporations and 50 universities run by the government, controlled through their mandate. And then you will be allowed to have a subdomain, like on YouTube or MySpace or Facebook. And then you have to sign and agree to their rules. And the New York Times and Time Magazine and Newsweek have all called for this as well. And so then, oh, they can erase any Infowars.com material, any PrisonPlanet.com material. And so this is just a return to the fairness doctrine of the 60s, 70s, and early 80s that was found unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. I mean, you couldn't have a real talk show. Alex Jones or Rush Limbaugh Tom Hartman, you know, a mainline liberal in that paradigm, you couldn't have a show with your own editorial views like a newspaper could. No. You could still own a newspaper and write whatever you wanted. No. And that's why it was selective enforcement and unconstitutional on so many fronts, not just free speech, but also it was arbitrary. It was selectively enforced. It was discriminatory. So you had to have both sides. They did have talk shows in big cities. And I remember listening to them when I was a kid, you know, driving around listening to WBAP with my dad. And they'd say, we have the Republican and we have the Democrat on with us. Notice Cass Sunstein said that, too. They're going to limit the paradigm to the Republicans and Democrats to cement that controlled power structure of the one party that simply shares power with each other. Kind of like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan, who were good friends, went out and had dinner together, but they at WrestleMania 1, 2, and 3 had big battles in the cage. It wasn't real. Okay, so you can have Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, but you can't say, hey, this whole thing's fake and controlled. We want a true populist constitutional movement at the city and county and state level to take our nation back through the 10th Amendment. No, you can't have that. Sorry. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He said this on WBEZ Radio on, quote, internet policy. And he's now the regulation czar. And that's why they're reading from the same sheet of music, the FCC and everyone. Every day they're coming out talking like this. And we have all the quotes. We read them last week. And Watson's doing a big article on it, on free speech, on the Second Amendment, on just everything. This woman is a tyrant. But, of course, she sat at the feet of Cass Sunstein, who says it's a conspiracy theory that vitamin D and sunlight are good for you. See, notice when he gave examples in his white paper of what should be banned, notice that he gave things that were very broad. Notice that he used very broad things like, if you don't believe in anthropogenic warming, we can put a tax on you or ban you or even arrest you. He always says it in three parts, like, and that's the message. We're going to start with a tax and control you and monitor you and create an agency of thought police. Then we're going to fine you with taxes, and then we're going to arrest you. See, this is how it's phased in. This is how liberty dies, is in phases. So I now want to go to Paul Watson to break this article down, because when you dovetail this with Sunstein and Kagan, Elena Kagan, and the bill introduced by John McCain and Lieberman that openly says the Pentagon can arrest any citizens, go read the bill. But, I mean, we had a few weeks ago on about the bill. If you don't believe me and won't go look it up, Judge Napolitano, former federal judge, he said, it's worse than that, Alex. No one knows where you go. No one knows why you get arrested. For any reason, for, quote, intelligence purposes, a citizen can be grabbed, secretly stripped by the Pentagon and Justice Department of citizenship and disappear into a black hole. I mean, that's Pol Pot. That's Mao Zedong. That's Hitler. That's Stalin. That's as bad as it gets. And these people really mean business. They really are criminals. It is criminal to be in government and call for these things. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Bill of Rights. Read the Constitution. This is criminal. As private citizens, they could call for tyranny and arrest of people for free speech. But you can't sit there in a power position. If you have a mayor saying we should be able to pass a city law and just arrest you and throw you in a dungeon, that's criminal. When you have a police chiefs, you know, saying we ought to get rid of the internet, it's bad. That's criminal. Folks, they're calling to come and take your property, your free speech, your website. And they're all starting to, you know, like a bunch of blackbirds in a tree, flap their wings and caw, you know, like on a fall night when the trees are full of the blackbirds. It's got to be dealt with. They are gearing up for this. They are arrogantly pushing it. Paul Watson, this is shocking, shocking article. Obama czar wants mandatory government propaganda on policy websites. Break it down for us.
Yeah, the key aspect of this is that these statements by Sunstein were made before Obama even got elected, just like his January 2008 white paper entitled Conspiracy Theories was written before Obama came into office. Sunstein was selected. He was selected because of these very views on free speech.
And now he's trying to implement them. I mean, that's the big issue here. We know they said all this. Now they're trying it.
Yeah, it's not just some nutcase professor somewhere. This is the head of information technology in the White House.
And his minion is about to be the next Supreme Court justice. I mean, there's not going to be any position that's not a former Goldman Sachs person in this country.
Right. And Sunstein, we know what his agenda is. It's not to introduce, quote, fairness or two sides of the debate, which is a complete, you know, crock within itself. We read at length his January 2008 white paper, which I printed off and, you know, scanned and went through it, and that's how we were able to get an insight into what he's all about. Because in that white paper, he calls for taxing and outright banning, quote, conspiracy theories. And then when you read into what he defines as conspiracy theories, they are beliefs or views that are held by the majority of Americans. The view that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone in killing JFK, the view that it was a wider conspiracy, is one shared by, according to a 1998 CBS poll, 90% of American people believe that. And this is what he describes as an opinion that needs to be taxed or banned. He also said that the view that global warming is a deliberate fraud is also, similarly, something that the government needs to censor when, again, the majority of Americans, the latest polls now show, believe that global warming either doesn't exist or, if it does, that it's natural. That's the majority view. So they're going directly after free speech. It has nothing to do with fairness. It has nothing to do with having two sides of the debate. Sunstein, like Kagan, is targeting the First Amendment, and he wants to censor and have mandatory government propaganda on the internet as part of that effort to do so.
And even if it was unpopular speech, that is the most protected speech under the First Amendment. But the fact that 99% in polls were against the banker bailout, he says you shouldn't be able to criticize the central banks. Behind the scenes, most of the Fed's energy is spent brainwashing police that anybody that wants to audit the Fed is a murdering terrorist. The list just goes on and on and on with all of this info. And so we know that they're aware of the fact that we're really waking up. So they're trying to move in to desperately put handcuffs on free speech, to gag free speech, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, and they're already doing it via these mandatory internet filters in places like universities, cafes, major international transport hubs, where you can't even access political websites, never mind prisonplanet.com. You can't even get to mildly political liberal websites, for example. So they're already, you know, targeting free speech in that way.
That's right. This system of censorship has already been tested out in China. New Zealand's testing it out. Australia's testing it out. Italy's testing it out. England is trying to now start to test it out. This is now beginning to actually happen.
And it's all being directed towards licensing to use the internet. Microsoft executives have called for it. IBM executives have called for it. Even China rejected individual numbers for bloggers. They wanted to give bloggers ID cards, but it got shot down in China because it was too repressive. But this is exactly the system that is now being called for in Britain, in America, and in the West. So they want to give you a license to blog, basically, and a license to have an opinion, because they're scared that their, you know, establishment information empire is being overturned by individuals and by political blogs, which it is.
Now, let's talk about how they plan to implement it. We probably need a part two of your story, or beef it up a bit, because it's so important. They've told us how they're going to do it, and it isn't just Alex Jones saying this. It's Newsweek, it's Mother Jones, but Newsweek says it's a good idea. It's the New York Times saying it's a good idea. The Cybersecurity Act makes all IT professionals take a government six-month course or semester course, five-month course, and be certified by the government. And ISPs, or Internet Service Providers, and this is just the first round, who have more than 100 customers. Well, I don't know of any ISPs that I mean, there's got to be very few, maybe a few small towns where the ISP has, you know, less than 100 customers. So almost all ISPs will then have to put government software and hardware in their chain. And this, of course, is exactly what happened with the Telecommunications Act of 96, making all cell phones being GPS tracking devices, audio tracking devices, that's now admitted, tracking people in real time, even when the phone is off. By law, they're built to those specs by law. Europe was also part of similar legislation. And it's the same thing with the EAS alert system. Previously, you had one station in every town and city or region, if it was rural, where the radio stations, in an emergency alert was put out by the biggest station in town, and by emergency FCC regulations, everyone had to tune to that emergency alert if it was a real alert, not just a test. But in 96, they put in the EAS shortwave controlled, literally doomsday system, where every radio station at the studio and at the tower has a failsafe. The shortwave government system dials in and takes control of radio, TV, and cable. And so this is just an expansion over all communications. So they're going to come at it that way, and they're going to come at it with the other software taxes and regulations. But if they have trouble passing it, they've already told us there's going to be big cyber attacks, which they're hyping, which, of course, they will launch, then crippling some key system. Nuclear reactors should not be hooked up to the internet, and they're not hooked up. That's a lie. But power grids shouldn't be, and they're not, but they're saying they are. So they're going to run a false flag on us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All I want to underline what I'm about to say. I want to highlight it for everyone. Please listen to me very carefully. We've all got to work together on this. We've gone the last 6 years, 7 years, I guess 8 years, time just flies, since I discovered the Internet 2 plan. And they had public symposiums in London, in Tokyo, in Austin, Texas, every year. And it was the big universities, the governments meeting, the UN. And they said, in fact, they would call it each year, the Internet is dead. And if you Google that headline, you can find some of the Internet 2 articles and minutes of their meetings. These are public. I mean, anybody can, you know, buy a ticket to it and go. And they openly laid out their plan to take over the Internet. Now, we told you how they would do it, and people said, oh, it'll never happen. Shut up, Alex. I'm not going to read your article. I'm not going to read the minutes of Internet 2 meetings. And Paul Watson and Steve Watson wrote articles about it over and over and over again. Now we're here, and they're openly announcing in the news they want to do it. They're putting people into the Supreme Court who openly are calling for it. They've got regulation czars in place. Europe is passing these laws. This is happening, okay? This is outrageous. It's unpopular. They've done national polls where over 90% of Americans are against Internet censorship. Now, they've done national polls where upwards of 70% of Americans trust the Internet and alternative news more than mainstream news, and that number's growing. They're losing all credibility. They are going to try to do this, okay? This is really happening, and we can't live in denial anymore. So I'm begging all of the listeners to get these articles that Paul Watson has written on this subject and to send them out to everyone you know. Okay? This is really happening. I know it's incredible. All right? I mean, it's one thing to see him talking about it 8 years ago. It's another thing to see him doing it. But they're now moving to do it. Paul Watson, in closing, in the last few minutes of this hour, I mean, I think that's the number one message, is to point out this is really happening.
Yeah, it's going on. I mean, Australia has already introduced a blacklist of censored websites, which included things like anti-abortion websites, different political websites. And the thing, the problem with creating blacklists is not just that free speech is censored, it's that it completely slows the internet down as a whole. If you go to China and you try and get onto websites in China, everything, every URL you type in has to be redirected to a central government blacklist server before you're allowed to visit the website. Now, government websites, when they get high traffic, routinely crash. So if every website that people visit first has to be routed through a government blacklist, then it's going to create infrastructure and server problems for the internet as a whole.
In fact, that's one of the main criticisms of the Australian slash Chinese model by companies, is that this is going to really screw up connectability and crash the web on a routine basis.
Exactly. So that's going to affect businesses. It's going to affect everyone, not just political websites. So it's going to be bad for the economy as well as killing free speech on the internet.
And I always hear yuppies. I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and I said, you know, the stock market's dropped by 1,000 points. And he said, well, I'm not in the stock market. And I said, well, neither am I. But it's connected to the entire economy. And I'm not mad at him. It's just that we're automatically programmed to say, I don't care. I don't have a political website. Folks, do you know why they want to shut down debate? They don't want the American people to have a voice so they can rob your pension funds, so they can have warrantless blood draws at checkpoints. By the way, a judge has struck that down. We're going to cover that later. I mean, don't people know what comes along with street cameras and checkpoints and spies and censorship? It's horrible.
Well, the ironic thing about Sunstein's white paper is that he says a large number of conspiracy theories in society indicate that we live in a repressive system, which is exactly the case. The more repressive the system gets, the more people are going to speak out. So what they define as conspiracy theories is merely an opposing viewpoint to establishment propaganda. But they want to force us all to listen to establishment propaganda.
They do. Good job. Good job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.